When you talk about poor prognosis and really changing what your first-line therapy is, what are the key factors that you're looking at?
For defining poor prognosis.
Right.
Yeah, these are really the factors that were used in the trial, and they were time from original diagnosis of renal cell cancer to development of metastatic disease, and there the cut point is within a year. That's the adverse prognostic factor. High calcium, high LDH, low hemoglobin, and low performance status. Now, the study that was done with temsirolimus added a sixth factor, multiple sites of disease. So if you have cancer in lung and lymph nodes, that's multiple sites of disease. These are basically the five criteria that were developed at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, the prognostic factor model from Memorial, with the addition of multiple sites of disease for the sixth factor. So to define poor prognosis, we require three of those six factors.
Roughly, what fraction of patients are presenting that way?
You know, I think it's a distinct minority. And some of us have the impression that the pool of these poor risk patients seems to be smaller. Whether this reflects more awareness that this is a treatable disease and patients get treatment quicker, you know, that may be one possible reason. But remember, that poor prognosis study required a global effort with about 200 sites to enroll this poor prognosis subgroup. So I think, fortunately, this is a minority. It's probably 15%, no more than 20% of patients with poor prognosis renal cancer.
How often do you see patients? I'm sure it's not very common that you must see patients presenting with metastatic disease or very symptomatic. I mean, you mentioned hypercalcemia, you know, bone pain, et cetera. Any sort of global thought or experience in terms of how often you're able to put the patient, you know, has significantly improved the patient's symptomatology?
Yeah, I think this kind of biology, patients do seem to present differently. And I think if you look across the studies, that symptomatic patient with rapid growth of their cancer does not fare as well with Sutent, with sorafenib, with temsirolimus. This really is an area, a subgroup of patients, really largely the poor prognosis population. And one could envision that maybe doublets might be better for these patients if you could demonstrate that they had more activity. But this is a group that we really need to have better treatment for.
So you don't often have the experience of being able to treat the patient, how the patient's symptoms dramatically improve and stay improved for a while?
It can happen.
But
they can respond. They can respond. But I think if you look at just the overall survival in this group, it's less than a year.